Simon & Schuster Audio presents Echoes in the Walls by V.C. Andrews. Read by Madeline Mabee. Prologue. All of us commit sins in our dreams, my mother once told me when I was a little more than 5 years old and guiltily described a dream I had about watching Enid Austin fall through thin ice on Lake Windermere. She screamed and screamed and reached for my hand, but instead of helping her, I put my hand on her head and pushed her farther down in the icy water until she disappeared, Mummy. I saw the bubbles stop, I confessed. My voice trembled. I was afraid God would punish me for wanting it to happen and so vividly envisioning it. Enid was a girl in my first grade class who had told others in my class that I was illegitimate. She had told my classmates that I was against the law because my mother had given birth to me without a husband. I had no legal father. My mother was right about dreams. But I thought that in fantasies, we could get revenge also, brutal revenge, and when we woke up, we would feel satisfied as well as guilty. Wasn't that better than actually doing it? But it was in dreams where we could do other immoral things too. We could steal and enjoy what we had taken. We could trip our mean teachers and other mean adults and watch them fall down stairways. We could see bullies break their arms or legs and enjoy watching them writhe in agony, crying hysterically. Looking back, these childish dreams seemed silly. But when I was older and the woman in me was beginning to emerge from under the swirling and bubbling cauldron of